Well, today we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Atlantic School Superintendent Steve Barber is in with us here this morning. I'd ask, how are things? But I think I already know the answer.
I'd say busy.
Yeah, not normal, that's for sure.
Exactly. Well, unprecedented, uncharted times.
Yeah, I mean, we can laugh about it to a certain extent. It's not a funny issue, and there are a lot of issues involved in the entire COVID-19 process, but you get hit so many different ways through the school system with issues that you have to deal with. It seems like things change every hour.
Absolutely. You know, that we did get some guidance from the governor and the Department of Education working at that. Obviously, our biggest concern is the safety of our staff and our students. And I think ultimately, Governor Reynolds, that was the decision she based the 4-week recommendation on the fact that we had sick kids, we had staff members that were in at-risk categories. And so therefore, we're shutting down to at least April 13th. I'll get it out.
Yeah, well, and we've joked about it in the past that, you know, flu season, cold season usually hits schools hard. They're germ factories. You've got kids all over the place. You've got people coming in for different reasons, clustering together in gymnasiums and auditoriums and things like that for different events and stuff. It's pretty easy to see what could happen.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we felt that having the kids in our buildings was safe, yet at the same time, it's over 250 kids, and now it's 50, now it's 10, no larger gather than that. So every classroom we would have would not meet that criteria. So we're going to shut down until at least April 13th, or tentatively we plan on opening up the 13th, I should say, and obviously work through all those other factors that you're talking about. I know that closing school for 4 weeks is very challenging for parents, students, the community, but yet it's something that we have to do. And I think that's an important part, Jim. Governor, we've stated this multiple times, it's personal responsibility. We're not getting out of school for 4 weeks, so you can go out and have a party with your friends or get together and do those things. Everyone has to take their personal responsibility and do the things that everybody's being recommended to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it affects so many people. In a small community like this, it affects just about everyone, whether you have children in the school district or not.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know, you know, one of the biggest concerns we do have 55% free and reduced kids. So starting tomorrow morning from 9 to 11, we got a grab-and-go set up on the loading dock in the back of Schuler, at which time people can come get meals. They'll be handed through the window and then drive off and go ahead and take the meals. So we're going to put them in two meals each time, and we're going to do Monday, Wednesday, Friday until we get back open for business.
Yeah, there's so many prongs to this that you need to take a look at. Some of them are pretty obvious, but others maybe a little bit more subtle when it comes to what the general public views.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I think that it's important, like I said, we're trying to keep our kids safe. And, you know, we recognize that they have specific needs, and the school provides those needs. And we got to try to do what we can yet to keep them safe. The other big thing, Jim, is the fact that we have staff members that are no longer working. And so obviously their big concern is compensation. So currently we're working on trying to figure out if the board can have a resolution to kind of answer those questions that they each have. And we'll get that information out as much as possible and as soon as possible. So just keep asking us questions about that. We will get information out with the desire to try to do what's best for our staff.
Are there certain things that have been the biggest challenges for you through this process? Communication, I'm guessing, is one of them.
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge for schools or anybody, we're pretty mobile society. So if I want to go to Des Moines today, I can go to Des Moines. So, well, we're closing school up, but at the same time, our lifestyle is so mobile, and we're all of a sudden within 48 hours, we're saying, let's shut it all down and not be mobile anymore. And I think that's very difficult for people to realize, plus there's so much uncertainty around it and so much fear around that, and that I think that just heightens the anxiety and stress that's put on everybody.
Aside from it's not the norm, have a little time off. You might have spring break. Certainly you have summer break where there's extended time off, so it's not unusual to have extended time. But in all those circumstances, it's charted. You know what's going to happen. You know when school starts again. You know what's going to happen when you get back at it. Right now, we're not even sure when we're going to get back at it.
Absolutely. You know, like I said, tentatively April 13th, we plan on starting up again, but a lot can change. As you probably know, reporting this over the last 10 days or even longer than that, it changes by the hour. You know, Governor came out yesterday and gave us some information, and then came out again this morning and restricted some other things. So this is just a fluid situation, and no one knows how it's going to go each and every day.
Yeah. Having to get together, it's not a unilateral thing either. It's not like Steve Barber's making all these decisions. You've got folks you have to consult both at a higher level, at the state level. You've got a school board. You've got administrators. You've got staff. You've got all kinds of folks that all you probably want input from a lot of different directions.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've been looking. We got a little bit of guidance from the governor yesterday as what she's going to try to do. But yet it's still got to go through the legislation. You know, every day you hear new things from the federal government, which affect us as well. We are governed by the Department of Education, so that's very important. The Iowa School Board Association is trying to inform and advocate for our board and, hey, what are our options? What are the best things that we can do to do that? And so we're trying to sift through a lot of information and a lot of different guidelines that are a lot of different organizations and governments are putting in front of us. So we're trying to make the best decisions we can to keep our kids and staff safe and still be able to do it under the guidelines provided by all those that empower us or,
sure.
or have. I guess I can't come up with the right word there, Jim.
That's because it's all changing so fast. We're just making our head spins here. Talk a little bit about, though, I think what folks want to know, they know about school, you know, kind of what the school's the preliminary plan is for right now anyway, the tentative plan. They kind of know what's going to happen now with extracurricular activities and stuff. A lot of that stuff shut down. There are other things, though, that folks have been talking about, like, well, what about prom? Is something like that going to happen? You know, it seems like such a small thing, but it's a big thing for folks.
Yeah, and I sent out a communication indicating that from now until April 13th, everything is canceled or postponed. Obviously, prom falls within that time period, so that's why I put postponement. A lot of these things will not be made up, be canceled, but we have all indications to try to reschedule prom. I know it's a big event for kids, and we really want to try to honor that if possible. But to that point, as you said, we could get to April 13th and have more restrictions and more recommendations from higher powers that might limit that opportunity as well.
Yeah, you're trying to make things as normal as possible, especially for the seniors. You know, there are so many milestones, so many events that they look forward to. It's their last go around. You know, you hate to see so much of that torn away.
Absolutely, and it's unfair to them, and I think the Department of Education is working to try to, you know, get by the Iowa codes and the requirements that graduation has and provide some flexibility for school boards to accomplish that. But I think you hit a bigger point in the fact that this is their last go around. They have some activities that are going on. They're involved and they're trying to work internally about, hey, my high school career is about over, and this is the last time of these things. So, yeah, it's really hard on the school, but you're absolutely right. Our graduating seniors, it's got to be difficult for them, yeah, as well.
Well, and other things, too, that folks might not think about externally, but, you know, there are different types of fundraising things that go on, too. The Booster Club relies on donations and things. You know, you hope some of that support doesn't dry up all of a sudden. They get donations year-round. You know, there are other projects and things that they're always working on now. You know, you hope that folks will continue to support.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I've said this multiple times, Jim, that Atlantic's a very supportive community. Obviously, finances, like you used the word normal life, and I think we can take that out of the vocabulary, at least for the next month or two, and try to conduct a normal life is going to be difficult at this time, given the health scare that we have in our country.
Yeah. Do you communicate with other area superintendents then? Is there kind of a little cooperative effort to kind of see what everybody else is doing, make sure everybody's kind of thinking along the same lines?
Yeah, we're working together, and the Department of Education is doing a nice job of having a Zoom meeting every day. They, all superintendents are invited to attend that, so any updates come to us that way. You know, obviously, our Hawkeye 10, we have a good bond there. You know, Dave Hendricks and Paul Cron, you know, Cass County Schools, we talk. You know, let's just say over the last few days, there's a lot of text messages and phone calls as to what you're going to do and looking at the situation when the governor came out. In fact, about 4:30, I sent out a memo to everybody indicating that we're really going to tighten our school down, just to kids and to staff, to try to protect people. And then it was about three hours later when the governor came out and sent out her recommendations. So, yeah, we communicate a lot, and we're all in this together, and we're trying to make the right decisions for our community. But a lot of those decisions would go throughout Iowa.
At this point, I know we're speculating, but at this point, you do anticipate the school year is not over. It will resume at some point.
For the information that we know right now, we are tentatively scheduled to open April 13th, which would be the 4 weeks recommendation from the governor. So as of right now, the intent is that we are going to open up April 13th, and hopefully over the next 3 or 4 weeks, we can continue that plan.
And I know you touched on the potential easing of the graduation requirements, but is there any talk at all about maybe like adding an hour to the day, or maybe Saturday school for a while to try to catch up on some of that, or is that all down the road yet?
Well, I think those are very good questions. Two things, and Governor said, you know, we're required by law to have 1080 instructional hours. The statement that the governor made yesterday was that she indicated that the legislature and herself are working to try to limit that based upon lost instructional time due to COVID-19. So that would eliminate the need to make up those hours. The other thing the Department of Education sent out yesterday is they're going to put it on the local school boards to determine what graduation requirements are necessary to be a graduate of Atlantic High School this year. And they're encouraging to be lenient, because let's say we don't have a fourth quarters. Well, those graduating seniors wouldn't have those 8 credits at the end. Now, some of them don't need it, but at the same time, we're really going to have to work through that if we get to that point.
At some point too, I guess you could look at, is maybe there somewhere is a silver lining in this, is that we're learning now how to be able to handle these types of things. Maybe we're learning more about the future of education too.
Yeah, I think that's an important point. You know, I've been working closely with Mike Kinnon from Emergency Management and Beth Olson from Cass County Public Health, and they're in a tough position as well, and they understand the science and they're great resources to help me make informed, evidence-based decisions on what I need to do for the school. So they're very helpful, and you know, we've had pandemics before in history. I can't remember one, but we're learning from that, and hopefully as we get through this, we will be better prepared in case an emergency like this happens to us in the future.
Well, very good. You folks have been very open about what's going on and sharing information, and I know that'll continue. We look forward to hopefully getting some kind of normal back down the road. But until then, we do what we have to do, and hope everybody stays safe.
Yeah. Thanks for your time, Jim.
Appreciate it.